This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Warren McCartney is brought to you in part by Commonwealth Bank, Bell Monkey Foot Grill, Fidelity Bank, Hershey's Chocolates, Wendy's, The Deposit Insurance Corporation, Burger King, Baja Retreat, and ISL Bahamas Limited, the developers of Swim, the stress-free Click Declare software.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're going to talk a bit about the mid-year budget communication that was given in the House of Assembly today, which was a bit comical in actuality. But we're going to get to that, but we're also going to talk about the whole fallout from the Lanisha Roll debacle, all right? But let me say this first and foremost. And there was a text message yesterday that came just before the show ended, I believe. And I saw it, because sometimes I'll sit and actually read your text to myself, right? As wild as some of them are. And there's a text message that said, I forgot exactly what it said, but it said something about, get off your damned high horse, right? So I don't know what high horse I was on. I don't know why these things are always made so intensely personal toward me when I'm simply discussing public issues. But fair enough. Get off my damn high horse. So I'll do that. But let me jump back on it for just 1 second, right? I think that there's a bit too much joy going on in the celebration of the downfall of Lanisha Roll. I understand that she was not always a pleasant person. She made our lives very difficult in media to try to get information out of her. She was not an easy person to work with, by all accounts. However, this woman's life is being ruined before our eyes, and I'm not going to take part in this drunken revelry of celebrating her being torn apart without a shred of proof or evidence or giving her any benefit of the doubt to have her day in court if it comes to that, or actually have the people who have apparently helped to engineer her downfall explain what it is that's going on behind all this, right? So it's schadenfreude. Like, there seems to be this relishment of her destruction. And I think it's unfortunate. I think we could be better than that. We could be not so happy to see her life crumbling before our eyes. I find it distasteful. Now, and that's me on my high horse, right? There's the celebration is a little too intense, right? There's I get it to a certain extent, particularly if you're a PLP, right? They perp walk Shane Gibson and Frank Smith and Ken Dorsett before the courts, shackled like they were Hannibal Lecter, which is a stupid process, by the way, Commissioner of Police. They humiliated Gibson. They humiliated Smith. They repeatedly branded the PLP as a corrupt party full of thieves. They went to the House of Assembly. Lanisha Roll herself stupidly took a cookie jar to the House of Assembly. You made it the central theme of your entire budget communication in 2017, again in 2018. You tried to ruin the lives of certain members of the PLP. So I get it. Some of you want some get back. But at some point, someone should strive to be the better person. That's just me on my high horse. I'm not going to celebrate this delirium with which people are going about this, seeking to leak her documents, seeking to take videos of a house she purportedly is building. I'm not going to participate in it on that level. In terms of what this means for the politics of our country, the public policies of our country, the political landscape of our country, the governance and administration of our country, I'm very willing to talk about it in those respects. But in terms of just mashing her down even further, you count me out. All right? This woman has been branded as all manner of things since yesterday morning. I've seen no proof of any of these things that are being purported. Certainly nothing the cabinet office said leads to any of these wild accusations I'm hearing. We know that there was an audit conducted at the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture by the Ministry of Finance. That audit, we understand, is complete. Until we see that, and until we can test that, I'm not going to brand her with all that. Sometimes, even though it's foreign to the basis aspects of human nature, and I get it, PLP Worm, they're going to do what they're going to do. They had me, my face on a dog, for Christ's sake. I don't know, but there was someone in the PLP did it. Right? They said I was on drugs. Everything in the book. I'm gay. Although I still don't understand what being gay has to do with anything in terms of your credibility. But that, anyway, that's just me. I don't expect better from like the dark corners of the Progressive Liberal Party, because I guess y'all have no problem with a garbage juice campaign now, right? It was garbage juice a week ago, and now it's all fair game, yes? Go as low as you possibly can. That's the thrust of all this. You know, so I get it from the darkest reaches of the PLP, right? They don't care. They don't have the moral center to do any better. That's what they do. They traffic in not. That's why I chuckled when they had that press conference, right? They traffic in this darkness. But for those who are not simply political agents, maybe, and it's your life, you do what you gotta do, maybe you can summon up a bit of charity, a bit of kindness, and have a care with this woman's name. Maybe. Because last I checked, she hasn't been charged with any crime. She hasn't been convicted of any crime. So I'm not gonna refer to her in any of those terms. What was dangerous about what the cabinet office did is it cast a specter over her, which is something that I've never seen in any cabinet office statement. So it opened the door to so many questions and added so much confusion to the mix that now it seems like people think it's fair game to say anything about her at all. We can be better than this. I know it's difficult. You got to try. You got to work at it sometimes, but you could be better than this. All right. Let's do some of your text messages, then we'll talk a bit about the budget, and then we'll also continue talking about the Lanisha Roll debacle, because aside from the casting aspersions on her, there's a lot going on with this. There's a lot of moving parts still to this, all right? But I just wanted to tell you, while I was on my high horse, how I view it, and that is to not openly relish in the destruction of this woman's name. It says, Juan, she caused this on herself. I don't know. I mean, because someone is a jerk to you does not mean you have to be a jerk to them. There have been people who have said things about me, like people in legitimate positions who were political appointees that said things about me that were incredibly cruel, that were just, didn't make any sense. They weren't, it wasn't proportionate at all to the way I approached that. In fact, I did nothing to these people. And the government changed, and they lost their positions, and they had to take on different roles. And I didn't jump up and down and go, there you go, good for you, good. Ah. I treated them with respect. I did for them what they wouldn't do for me. All right? I showed them better. Because when I read the Bible, I know all y'all get your different stuff from it. I read a Jesus who showed people compassion. He showed people kindness. So that's what I do. All right? I try my best to do that. Even if you hadn't shown me kindness, even if you were disrespectful toward me, I've had people who talk bad about me. I watch them online, on Facebook, people I don't even mess with like that, then come to me for a job. And I don't go, oh, you remember you saying all this and rah, rah, rah. I don't do that. I try to be better than that. You can try. You know, you can try and be better than the person you said wasn't good to you. That's the way I handle it. Juan, how are you? Too straight. Oh, it's looking shaky, buddy, for the FNL. I won't lie to you. It's not looking great. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's looking really bad, and I'm going to go to the budget here in a minute and explain to you why that is. This is the same PM that said while in opposition when Fitzgerald was making a statement about the oil spill that the cabinet speak with one voice and the whole cabinet should resign. So with this situation, why hasn't cabinet resigned? And one can count the missteps he made. Well, the thing about it is, I have more questions than just what this is. And so what's happened is clearly Lanisha Roll has been thrown to the wolves, right? Without the opportunity to defend herself against any aspersions or whatever like that. By the way, Lanisha Roll, I think you and I have never gotten along, but I think you should stand up and defend yourself. All right? People out here are calling you all manner of things. you should stand up and defend yourself. Remember when you unwisely called Shanique Miller's show and explained that you and the Prime Minister do not have a sexual relationship, which I don't understand, or ever did, which I don't understand why you felt the need to do that. But you did that then when people were saying, when people were talking sideways about you in that respect. You can do so now. All right, I'd like to hear what you have to say about all this. I'd like to understand exactly what it is that's going on and your place in all of this and what an audit at the ministry means and how that coincides with your resignation, because the Prime Minister hasn't clarified a word of it or any aspect of it. So I'd like to hear from you. You could let us know what's going on with you. I'll afford you, as much as you ran from the media, as much as you wouldn't check for us, I'm happy to afford you the opportunity now to have your say. Because really and truly, you only got one good name on this road. And so once people ruin your name in politics, once they put that on you, that sticks. So you got to fight like hell in order to protect your name. And in truth, silence on the matter will only have that void filled with further speculation that you really can't defend yourself against anything that's being put out there. It says, hi, where's the outcry from our women for Minister Roll? I really like her because I saw her defend Minis strongly in public. It says, hi, have you heard the PM's closing remarks today? According to how he feels, he would reveal something in the West for millennials. What caught my attention was the operative words, according to how I feel. Yeah, he's... Anyway. This says, once, what happened to Pinling's daughter? She's scared to come on it. No, she's not scared, Money. Pinling, twice now, I've had to postpone. So I had my stomach bug last Tuesday, and she said, okay, well, let's do next Tuesday. I said, okay, fine, let's do next Tuesday. And I messaged her, and I was like, you gotta forgive me again, all right, because I got to deal with Lanisha Roll's resignation. I might as well hang up my talk show spurs if I'm not going to talk about the hottest, most pressing thing that's happening in the nation, right, live on air while it's going down in real time. So she'll be back. I'll get with her. We'll reschedule and we'll talk. This is, I can't watch a YouTube video in peace without a Davis ad popping up. Suck my teeth. Yeah, and them Minis ads are all over Google. All over Google. And so is Davis. The ad spend on that. You know what it takes to get that kind of ad penetration? You know how much money they must have spent on that? This says, one, bad managers are allowed to do whatever they want to other people's careers, but when karma kicks back, we're supposed to feel sorry for her. Our culture protects poor managers. One, seriously, how many careers did this woman derail or ruin in her 5 years? There should be real consequences, and in this country, it can only be social. One, I can only assume you never had someone ruin or derail your career. I've had people screw me up before, absolutely, and with lies. Absolutely, I have. Absolutely, I have. And I summon... as deep as I can go, I go as deep as I can within me and try to summon my better angels and at least be respectful toward them. I've had people mess me up big time. This says, one, I believe that the best we can do when it comes to choosing, electing and selecting individuals and groupings of persons to represent us in anything is to pray and ask the Lord to guide us into such decision-making. Apart from that, whatever we may have heard, seen, or been told, etc., what else is there to go on? And one, I agree with your sentiments about humanity toward others. Some say they're patriotic, but they're proving to be idiotic. McCartney, trust her well. While I agree with you about forgiveness, I have to say she's a servant of the public. We need to know exactly why she resigned and defend herself. I agree. She's a public servant. And that's why we're talking about this. If she were working at a bank, nobody would care. You know what I mean? She's a public servant. She's a minister of the government, which is no small thing. And we need to understand what exactly it is that is going on. If there was an audit, we need to know the contents of that audit. It's exigent. All right? And we need to be able to test what's in the audit. And at the same time, giving her, in all of this, the presumption of innocence before we see any conclusive evidence. It says, Juan, she has nothing to defend. Perhaps not. It says, Juan, as the days go by, it's going to just get worse for Lanisha Roll in the media. The PLPs are political animals, Juan. And the person, the one particular person I was talking about, who was in a particular post and just was like vicious as hell with me on social media, right? That was a PLP. And I still don't have no issue with my PLP friends. I want Dr. Minnis says he will not take any ministerial position so that he can oversee all what happened now. Was he asleep when all of this happened? He got plenty of work now, eh? I said yesterday, good thing he didn't take any portfolio. Because now he got his hands full. Juan, Lanisha dug that hole for herself at those ministries. She should not even have been a minister, so she won't get any sympathy from most of the country. She shouldn't have been a minister. I agree. But listen, this is Menace's monster. If she's a monster, then Menace is Dr. Frankenstein. Right? You put someone who didn't have the temperament to work with others well in a position that was too much for her. Right? You could have started her off in something smaller, understood like her capabilities, and gone from there, but you elevated her to this thing. I don't know if it's to put a woman in your cabinet or whatever like that. But she was your pupil to tutor, right? She was under your tutelage. And her failure is your failure because you put her there. And so if she's failing in whatever there is going on in the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, you have to own that failure as well. Says, good afternoon. Would you comment on the NIB audit which disclosed mismanagements of the people of money? Why aren't persons responsible being held accountable? Yeah, let me comment on that audit. Let me do that since you brought it up, right? So here's my comment. Treat us like we're not stupid, would you? Government of the Bahamas, you think that a whole cabinet minister resigned. You spit out from the cabinet office a statement saying that there are matters brought to the prime minister's attention that are under investigation, don't have the respect for us to tell us what those matters may be, because the audit's closed, don't have the common respect for us to explain why one of your party's members ran a ministry that had an investigation you felt the need to call an investigation into. You won't explain any of that to us. You don't have the basic common respect for us to discuss what is going on. But yet you bring up an audit that you've had for a year in your possession to the House of Assembly today to talk about a program from 2013 dealing with $10 million. And as far as I'm aware, there was someone that was held accountable for some things that happened with that program. I believe it's the same program. But someone was prosecuted. So you don't have the basic decency and respect for us to explain to us what's going on with your cabinet. But you can bring a report that you've held on to for an entire year to read in the House of Assembly to try to make us think what? Christy, those didn't have proper financial controls at the Ministry of the Environment and Housing? Okay, great. Now what happened yesterday? What's going to happen tomorrow? We're not stupid. Treat us with some respect. Some of us are stupid. Most of us are not. Treat those of us who are not stupid with some respect. We see straight through what you're doing. You're trying to distract us with this audit that you had. By the way, you ain't came yet and said how much all these audits cost. You got the audit from NIB from 2000 that you've had for over a year that you commissioned in 2018 that details what happened in 2013, okay? About $10 million. Yet you spent, according to you, several hundred million dollars, but violate the law that says you have a duty to report to the House of Assembly what you spent and on what, but think that we're going to care so much about the audit that you reported on today. You ain't told us how much you spent on the foreign QCs to prosecute Shane Gibson and Frank Smith, but you think we're all going to stop, drop, and start freaking out on the Christie administration that the Bahamian people fired when you bring this report. Don't try to style us, man. Right? You could do that to dummies. Don't do that to me. Right? I see right through that. We'll write your story on it, but don't think you get to get away with whatever's going on with this whole Anisha Roll affair and everything else that we need pressing answers about. Like the sale of the Grand Lucayan. You can't come talk about that. What's going on with the Carnival Cruise Port? Carnival Cruise Company said they've been waiting to start construction on the port this entire time because they can't get permits from the Ministry of Environment and the Department of Public Works. They've been waiting 2 years for the permits. You won't come to Parliament and talk about that, but you want to come to Parliament and talk about what happened under Perry Dem, right? We fired Perry. That's my comment on that today, right? Don't do that to me. Don't treat me like that. I have a brain, all right? I can process information. So you table the report. And also, let me ask you this. And Brave Davis was right. I'm saying that so much more lately, it's concerning. Brave Davis was right. When was the last time a cabinet minister made a communication of an audit before he tabled it? When? I'll wait. We know why you're doing it. Usually they just table the audit because the audit is untested. It's just making claims. When was the last time a cabinet minister gave a communication on an audit? I will wait. Help me. Know exactly what you're doing. This says, good afternoon, Juan. I'm of the mindset that Brave should have come out in last week's press conference and denounced the nastiness in his political entity. But I guess he can't get off his high. I guess he can't get off his high horse. The duplicitousness is sickening. Says, I honestly think she's allowing due process to take course. I highly doubt she would engage in such activities after all that grandstanding she did in Parliament about the cookie jar. I think she's taking the high road, but I concur. Those Brave ads with the funeral music are disgusting. This is, bro, this is no time for sympathy. You're working and your family's okay. Miss Rowe family okay. Do you know the majority of people who are actually really hurting over here? Really hurting? She's living large, no sympathy for people who are hurting, who had homes, living on the streets. Come on, man. Nah, I disagree with you. This is always a time for sympathy. Because you saying there's no sympathy for her, but yet you want sympathy for the people who are hurting. Rethink what you said. You just don't want sympathy for her. All right? I'm not saying you should be sympathetic if there's any wrongdoing. I'm saying that... the celebration of her downfall doesn't have to be so intense. And I'm not going to take part in it. Y'all want to, that make y'all feel better? Fine. Go right ahead. Juan, can Munnings Road be reopened now that she's not... You're thinking of a whole different thing. You're thinking... I know what you're thinking. You're thinking of a whole different thing. It's not... This isn't that. I know what you're thinking, though. But it's not that way with this one. We got to take a break. We'll be back on the other side.
Are you ready to break up with your car? Easy Car Sales invites you to fall in love with an electric vehicle. Ditch the gas pump, the expensive mechanics. Feel the freedom, the power. Visit easy242.com and make a date to test drive an electric vehicle today. Get into a better relationship. Find your perfect match at Easy Car Sales and drive electric happily ever after.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you'll also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to a Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
When King Hatchet was a hammer, customs clearance was a drag. Those numbers and forms left you holding the bag. But today is a new day. There's no need to fear. Start clearing customs digitally with SWIM software. The best customs clearance software by ISL Bahamas Limited. It's easy. Just give SWIM your invoices and it automatically calculates landed fees, assigns tariffs, and transmits accurately to customs in seconds. Now, completing air manifests and cargo calculations in half the time is as fun as a day at the beach. Brokers, importers, shippers, couriers, are you drowning in an ocean of customs clearance mayhem? Relax and dive into SWIM. Call 356-5592 or visit islbahamas.com to start saving time and money with SWIM, the stress-free click-to-clear software.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim, swim.
Say aloha to something delicious from Burger King NASA. Introducing the all-new Hawaiian Whopper and Hawaiian Crispy Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy the classic flame-grilled Whopper or our crispy chicken breast topped with ham, pineapple, smoky barbecue sauce, cheese, and all the fixins. Grab it with both hands and savor the tropical flavor. Whether you choose chicken or flame-grilled beef, you're gonna love it. The Hawaiian Whopper and Hawaiian Chicken Sandwiches are all new and only at Burger King NASA, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking about Lanisha Rowe, right? I got no problem talking about it, and I think it's an interesting development, and so we do need to talk about them. I just don't want to this party that y'all are having, like this big bonfire that y'all are having about this woman's downfall. I just don't want to take it there with that. That's just me. But I understood she messed with a lot of people, X, Y, Z, but oftentimes you got to try and rise above that instinct to go, good, you know what I mean? You clown people. Now, I'm not above clowning nobody on the regular, mind you, but I'm not going to kick you when you're down. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that. I don't mind clowning you. I clown Super Senator all the time. And the Education Loan Authority. I clown you. I ain't no problem. But, all right, she's fired now, you know? Come on. Like, to throw a party now? Like, that's who you are? She's fired. She ruined your career. Now her career's ruined. That's what it is. Right? Because she's, I don't know that she can get this one off of her. That's going to be hard. All right? You can call me, by the way. 323. You can call me. I just don't call me with your party. All right? I know you want some get back, but that's y'all do that. I'm good. You got to know who you are, you know. You know what I'm saying? If they're passing around damn DMA, right? No thanks. I don't want any ecstasy. I appreciate it, but no thank you. Right? Have a drink. No, I don't want a drink right now. Right? Because I know myself. I don't want to participate. You guys go ahead. You guys drink. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. I don't want to. Right? I mean, I don't like you. Doesn't mean I think you're immoral for drinking or taking your ecstasy, though I would advise against that. I just don't want to, that's all. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can text me, 422-4796. This is Cut the Chivalry, Juan. If this was a man, would you have the same care, concern, and forgiving spirit? I believe so. I believe I would, yeah. I think so. I don't think it's because she's a woman that I don't want to celebrate her downfall. I just think she's a person. That's me, though. I'm, you know what I mean? I've always been kind of a softy like that. Good afternoon. Like, I'm like, there's enough, you know what I mean? Like, you take a certain threshold, and you go, okay, there's the line, and that's good. Let's not go beyond that line. Let's just do that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Awesome, man. Not so bad. Mr. McCartney, I hear you. We just not to have a party and, you know, have a drink and celebrate over this issue with Lanisha Rowe. But Mr. McCartney, from 2016, F&M started campaigning. They started campaigning with a world of lies. I mean, they told more lies on the PLP, all right? And from they came in power, they took their 6 months vacation before they did anything for the country. And then they came back blaming the PLP for everything, every failure of the country, everything that they could blame the PLP for, they blamed the PLP for it. They threw more mud on the PLP, and, you know, they did no real governance in this country. You understand? And now that the guard that sits high and looks low has now moved his hand back from their governance, and all their, everything they try is caving in on them. You know, you can't say, let's not have a party, you know, because when justice is served, when God moves his hands off a person and allow whatever comes to them to come to them, you know, that is justice. That is true justice. So, you know, I mean, it's not that we are partying, not that we are celebrating that the FLM is going through what they're going through, but I say they get what they just deserve, you know, because they did a lot of all lies on the PLP, and they blame the PLP for every ungodly thing in this country. So now, you know, that they're that now that their cabinet is crumbling and falling in and caving in, you know, I said justice is done, and to God be the glory.
I hear you. That's fine. I mean, like I said, you guys can have the party. I just don't. I'm not participating in the party. That's all. That's all I'm saying. So just, you know, just me. I'm not going to participate in the party. Has LaNisha Roll earned our charity? Has she earned our kindness? Probably not. That doesn't mean you can't get your foot off her neck if you see she's choking out. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, McCartney.
How's it going?
Pretty good, Ron. I kind of like it with you, but I'm celebrating or partying because of what happened with the minister, because before she got fired, it was rough with me. On the day she quit, it was rough with me. And the day after, it's still rough. So I celebrate that she got that. She has done for me.
You got your own issues, yeah.
Exactly.
I feel you.
But I heard you said that she was forward to the world at the PLP all over. But that ain't actually all that correct, because, yeah, she get the talk from the PLP, but you need to understand, Mr. McCartney, some people in her own party are talking her to protect the king.
To protect minutes, yes, you're right.
Yeah, to protect the proverbial kingdom.
You're right, yep.
So who you think all this stuff would leak it out on her coming from?
I mean, this, I'm going to be real with you, and I don't have anything to prove this. To me, maybe I read too many books, to me, this looked like a setup.
That's how it looked to me.
So I can't prove that, right? But it smelled like a setup, and it looked like a setup.
Yeah, so you throw enough mess out there, and you know the PLB radicals like Anton and them could pick it up and run with it.
Right.
But it's stuff coming from close to home.
Right. Real close to home.
All right.
Like, I'm seeing a lot of information that, you know what I mean? Like, there's only certain people would have access to. It pop up quick. So I ain't saying ain't nothing gone down. I'm just saying how all this occurred over the past 24, 36 hours. It looked like a setup. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Juan.
How's it going?
I wanted to know if you knew that Philip Raven, Brave David, grandparents was subsistence farmers who couldn't read nor write.
Hell, I could recite to you his life story by this point. And you can't cut the ad for about 15 seconds. I gotta... You know what I mean? I can tell you how we knock on everyone's door to teach him to find someone to teach him the law. I can tell.
His daddy was a fireman, a doctor.
Why don't y'all take this money y'all paid Google and Facebook and go have one next food drive? Which we got? We already know, we know Brave Davis. We gotta refamiliarize ourselves with him. Y'all spending money on that? Jesus.
But what are the serious questions at the end of the ad? You saying, you know what it is? So. You looked it down to perform because the color of your skin.
Right.
And I really quite saw what that really has to do much with us humans, considering we a majority black people.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I mean, I think they throw that out there sometimes just to kind of like a dog whistle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's the white man, I remember, I don't forget. It's the white man.
It really got a lot to do with us. Like,
you done been deputy prime minister, man. You leader the PLP. You invited to be the next prime. Ain't nothing but color standing in your way. Right? Yeah. What you talking about? All right, my brother.
Yeah, man. Anyway, you know what?
I could almost recite that script. I could sit here and almost write that script out from memory from seeing that ad so much. And I'm like, can I watch the internet, man? Can I? You know what I'm saying? Can I access the internet without you? Then I gotta watch Menace taking credit for everything. What, envy the Caribbean? You're just wanting me to envy the Caribbean. Then he started talking about the second wave. Oh, was we the envy of the Caribbean when the second wave was happening? Menace, when we was last on the worldwide recovery index, was we the envy of the Caribbean then? Did he handle it masterfully then, Desmond Bannister? Did he handle it in a masterful manner? When we had the highest per capita COVID cases almost in the world? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
I'm fine. I can understand the PLP pundits celebrating and, you know, taking full advantage of this. But I remember a few weeks ago, last week, right, you made a comment in regards to the individual that might be nominated for Pinewood and him being poor as a thing that he managed. I can't remember the exact department that he managed.
What's his name? Miles LaRoda. The Public Disclosure Commissioner, yes.
Yes. It's funny that, you know, you barely could have, you know, get any information from him, but why all of a sudden Miss Rose Public Disclosure Form is all over social media?
Exactly. But she would have disclosed that from the election.
2017.
That would have been printed in the paper. He would have had no choice. But find it since then. Try getting information since then. If you buy it, you do. You try, because I can. My karate, my kung fu ain't that strong.
And also the thing is that I'm trying to watch my NBA highlights. I don't want to see Brave all over my NBA highlights.
In your blue shirt, like,
you know what I mean? The best thing of that entire video was a good story. I see one boy playing in, but otherwise, I won't watch my NBA highlights, man.
Right. They got to see you. And you can't skip that. All right, bro. It's like you got to play. Come on. Like, skip out in 8, 9. No, skip. I already know it. I've seen this part. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
You know, I don't really call talk shows, right?
Okay.
But I like your talk show.
Thank you, man.
I like Morning Glenn and I like Natasha Black, right? But I need to ask you something, right?
Sure.
Didn't Minister say the reason why he didn't take a ministerial post when he was elected, right? Mm-hmm. But so he could oversee all ministry?
Correct.
He did say that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how is it that all these ministry running amok, right? And you don't really know nothing.
Right, exactly. They don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on.
You understand what I'm saying? Because, right. I mean, this young lady, she moved from one ministry to the next, right? I guess I have nothing against her, right? Because, you know, I think all of them is do the same thing what they do. You understand? Mm. But what I'm saying is, he's the boss, he's the head. He said he didn't take a ministry, right?
Right.
Because he wanted to oversee all the ministries to make sure this kind of stuff don't happen.
That's right.
Didn't he say that?
Yeah, he said he wanted to make sure that he could have oversight of all the things that are going on. Yeah. But if your minister fails, that is your failure. All right? This is Juan. I agree. Many of us Bahamians will kill a person when he/she is down and out. I wish to encourage Mrs. Roll to hold her head high and keep her smile as she trusts in God. Also, if she committed any wrong, she should brace herself for reprisals and confess at the appropriate time. Dr. Minish should bear some of this fault. Can you imagine? She addressed a letter to the GG. Exactly. I've never seen that either. We got to go to a break. Sorry, we're cutting into news time already. We'll be back on the other side. We got an interview with Cable Bahamas, and then we'll continue our discussion. I hope we can get to some of the mid-year budget today. But it was so unimpressive. It was so, I want to use the word, unimpactful, that I don't know how much you can squeeze out of that line. We'll be right back.
Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Bueller gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Bueller. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. We will continue our discussion on what are the other issue we were discussing, Lanisha Rule, in a few minutes. But first, we're going to talk to Rev Cable Bahamas, marketing manager. I believe I got your title right. Davriel Burrows is here to talk with us via Zoom about the new Imagine campaign that deals with TV repackaging. Good afternoon, Davriel.
Good afternoon. Now you put me up a rank.
I gave you a promotion, eh? There you go.
Yeah, you might be, I don't know, you're prophesying my future.
I'm gonna put a word in with the higher ups for you.
Yes, but I am the senior public relations coordinator.
Okay, excellent.
But yeah, so we are very excited about our Imagine campaign. It has been going very well so far. So basically what we've been doing is a public education campaign. So we're not in the selling phase quite yet. We are undergoing a repackaging of our TV product. And this is the first time that we're doing so in over 10 years. So basically we are revisiting how we sell the channels that we sell, how we package them. Looking into formats that focus on genre or that are specific to genre rather than many of the assorted packages that we offered before. And just finding ways to streamline the product to make it ultimately more convenient, to fill it with more content that's specific to people's tastes, and ultimately to save them money.
Interesting. So when you say this, are you speaking of, say, a genre package, like a package that if you're interested in like urban or African-American type programming, you could focus on that? What does that look like?
Yes. Okay. So, I mean, not specific to urban or African-American.
Just as an example,
That is generally the idea. So basically what happens is right now, as our TV packages exist, they are four-tiered assorted packages, and then we have some specialty packages like international content, movies, and sports. What we're looking at is moving toward two-tiered packages. So you basically you have a basic package and then a slightly elevated package. And then from there, you go into, for example, now we have news and science, or we want to have news and science. So for somebody who's very curious, we have that. Then we have lifestyle. So that has things like TLC, the travel channel, cooking channel, things like that. The cooking channel. It caters to those niche interests. And then we have a music package. It's called Rhythms. So yes, it's more catered that way.
So let me ask you that. How does, with the advent of so much specialized streaming content, how do you still sell value in the TV packages?
Well, I mean, there is a lot of, you know, there's a lot of content out there when it comes to OTT services like Netflix, Disney Plus, but there's still a lot of content that comes through TV. There's a lot of news content that people enjoy. There's a lot of, still a lot of shows. HBO is one of those dominant, you know, figures, dominant networks. They're still producing a lot in-house and they don't partner with those OTT services. So even though Netflixes and things like that obviously take on a big part of entertainment, there's still a market for TV. There's still a lot. And then there's still a lot of people who just prefer to watch television, who don't want to watch shows on their laptop. They don't want to set up a smart TV. They like having the TV as it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So when can we be expecting some actual packages coming out and pricing, et cetera?
So it's funny that you said that because we are having an event this evening. It's a virtual event. It's taking place via Zoom. You can also tune in on Facebook Live. It's going to be at 8 o'clock right after our news. And basically, we're going to be taking you through the process. So before we can sell any of these things, like I said, we need to get buy-in from the general public. So we're pitching it to you. We want to hear from you. We have surveys that have been going on. We've had focus groups that have been going on. So we've just really been getting a temperature check from the public to see how everybody feels. And that's a huge part of our process. So that's something that we want to do, obviously, to engage our customers. But it's also something that we're required to do. So if you go to the Rev Facebook page, there's an event link. You can click on that. You can click on the Zoom link. Also, you can visit rev.bs/imagine to get familiar with the details of the campaign. And then there's a registration button at the bottom. So we want people to come out. We want everyone to hear about this because we need to get your feedback. We need to get your buy-in for us to get permission to actually do this.
Now, are you looking more so in terms of, or are you looking at all in terms, because someone's asking about this and it's a good question. Are you looking at all in terms of, say, I can have like an a la carte type selection. I can pick X amount of channels beyond what may be premium channels, or you could pick X amount of channels from this sort of tier, X amount of channels from this sort of tier, and maybe one premium channel. Are you looking at anything like that, or are you still just kind of all figuring it out?
Well, the thing is, that is the direction that we're moving in. Ultimately, that's what we want to be able to offer. However, when it comes to packages or when it comes to channels, it's not quite like selling clothes. You know, we don't necessarily buy this dress and we sell it for this much. If we work with networks, some networks have parent companies, some networks have stipulations. So, for example, you know, a channel that we work with or a vendor that we work with can say, my channel has to be in a basic package with at least 20 other channels. So some of our contracts are like that. And then, you know, for example, a premium channel, maybe like a HBO or a Fox, it's like, well, my channel has to be top tier. So it has to be at least, you know, three levels removed from the average basic package. So yes, ultimately that is what we want to offer. And we are, these particular genre rentals are a step toward that. But it's not as simple as that, I guess is the short answer.
Okay, excellent. So, and I also wanted to ask, with Cable Bahamas being the dominant cable provider in the country, what are some things we can expect coming out of the company beyond the Imagine initiative?
Well, you know, it's all about value. We're all about taking things to the next level. We are so grateful to so many of our customers who stuck with us. Last year presented so many challenges for so many, and we've still, you know, been able to maintain them. So our focus is providing in every service as much value as possible. So we're looking to, you know, boost internet speeds. We're really doing a lot of development as it relates to fiber to the home, just because it's more reliable technology. In terms of the TV front, you know, we have NBA League Pass for our Trio customers. We're constantly looking for ways to add value to our Trio bundle. Before that, we had NFL Sunday Ticket as a free add-on to the Trio bundle. So high level, everything is moving toward Trio. The benefits, the add-ons, spin-offs, all focus on Trio, which is all three of our services. But in general, there's lots of technological developments to just ensure better service, as well as, you know, packages, bundles, to reduce costs, because we know that's a big deal for people. And that, I mean, it's a big deal for everyone. Mm-hmm. And to add value. If there was a single word, value is the point. And that's what tonight is all about, you know, just working towards providing a more valuable TV product.
Excellent. So what time does the virtual event start again?
So it's 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you want to sign up, you can go to the Rev Cable Bahamas Facebook page right now. The Zoom link is in the event icon. So just click, you can register. You can be there. If you want to participate in the chat, because we will be taking questions from the general public. We also, we know we've had some disruptions lately as well. So we have several of our executives who are going to be on the call, ready to take your questions. So if you would like to chat, because you won't be able to chat via Facebook. If you would like to chat, you need to be part of the Zoom call. If you simply want to observe, you can watch live on Facebook.
Okay, now do someone's asking if you got any TNT Sports.
It's not TNT Sports, but we do have TNT.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Davriel.
But I'll be walking through two things. We are making some updates as well to our Prime, which is our basic package, and then our Pro, which is our second tier package. So I will be walking through, you know, the specifics of what channels are going to be in each package, and even or what we propose, which channels we would like to be in each of the new packages. So I will be walking through that step by step tonight.
Okay, excellent. So
I forgot to say, we're giving away things.
Oh yeah, free stuff. You should have led with
you
the free.
You can't have an event for Bahamians without free things. So we are going to be giving away some gift certificates, like BPL vouchers, Alive vouchers, credit on your Rev account. So be sure to tune in because we want to make it as fun as possible. Philip Simon from Bahamas at Sunrise, he's going to be hosting for us. So we think it's gonna be informative, but it's also going to be fun.
Great. Well, thank you, Davriel, so much. So you go to the Rev website or Rev Facebook page and click on the virtual event link. You'll see it there.
Yeah, so rev.bs/imagine. Again, if you just want to get access to that Zoom link, you can go right to our Facebook page, click on the event. The Zoom link is right there.
All right. Excellent. Shout out to Philip Simon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Davriel. Thanks so much. All right. So that was Cable Bahamas. That was Davriel Burrows talking about their virtual event tonight to discuss what they want, what people want to see in the Imagine package. What did it say? Ask us. Can you ask her to explain why so many of these channels are in different languages? The other night, Drunken Master was in Mandarin. I mean, what's up with that? Then a few other channels in French and Spanish. Yeah, I know. This has been a long-standing thing. And David Burrows, you probably would need him to come on and explain it in greater detail. Not that Davriel doesn't know. But apparently they lump us in with Latin America. And the Caribbean and Latin America is one region, according to the people who have a border 60 miles away from ours. So, and speak the same language as we do. So the Caribbean and Latin America are the same region. And here's why I believe that may be the case, because I don't understand why we can't renegotiate something just us with the Bahamas. Let's just say, hey man, let's just us. This, remember we talked the other day about getting into seeing if they want to come partner with us on certain things. We can have free movement of people. We can have an open economy with the United States and all that stuff. Like, that's part of it, right? Although that's a very small thing. We don't speak Espanol, you know what I mean? So I would work toward opening that up. But they've lumped us in with Latin America and the Caribbean. It's, from what Dave Burrow said, it's almost impossible to get out. So that's what it is. All right, let's go back to our discussion on what we were discussing. All right. This says, yes, we fired the Christie administration, of which Davis was deputy leader. Let's not forget that. Well, that's probably what they were trying to do. All right. It says, I guess God removed his hands off the last PLP administration, just like this one then. Tell Bradley Kemp to come back with something else. Who's Bradley Kemp? The guy who called and talked about that? It says, ministers are appointed by the GG, recommended by the PM. Look, man, don't play. Let's not be slick, right? You know, you submit your resignation to the prime minister. That's how that works, right? I've no recollection of, in recent memory, maybe you could tell me different. I have no recollection in recent memory of anyone who resigned just straight up submitting it to the GG. I could be wrong about that, but I don't recall that. I don't recall that with Sands. I don't recall that with TurnQuest, right? I don't recall that with Simonet. So how it went down to me, what it looks like to me, is that She was told she wasn't getting the nomination. She submitted her resignation to the GG, and nobody asked her to resign. And then they come back out and throw this, like, specter on her, you know what I mean? This semi-smear that, oh, something's under investigation. What is? What's under investigation? What? I don't know. It could be anything, right? Could be anything whatsoever. I don't know. You tell me. You go sniff around, right? Yeah, I'll whistle, you point. You know, just tell us what the hell's going on. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
On Warren McCartney.
Hey, what's happening?
Let the politicking begin.
Yeah, man.
What made me so funny the other day, right? Mm-hmm. You said some Rumberbird was testicle, right? His eyes turned brown even. His veins on his head was erected, and his eyes, like, he was like gloating. Yeah, but he wasn't bad. Did you hear Dame's speech when they renamed his office? He said, I don't know who wrote the speech for him, maybe one of the Trump people. Oh, Mr. Leader, under your leadership was so great. I was like, he took 3 years to realize to speak like that. Did you hear his speech? Mm-hmm. They're like, girl, 5 minutes, like, okay, they don't see the band doing that. But I think that's the kid I'm being now, to make ministers look like the alpha prime minister.
Yeah, this thing with ministers like this, the God Emperor, like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, he's masterful, he's creative. With the envy of the Caribbean, will you stop it?
That's the people behind the scene now, to make Minnis look like an alpha prime minister.
No, we don't think Minnis handled this masterfully. Are you joking? We're only giving this dude a chance because they ain't gonna election.
That's the plan. That's the plan now, though. Oh, Mr. Leader.
But it sounds bizarre to heap all this credit on. So if Minnis gets credit for where we are right now, does he get the blame for where we were?
That's somebody.
Because they were saying no. They were saying it was our fault. It's the Bahamian people's fault.
But like I tell you, every ministry had their own prime minister. He sat there while the number boys and Diagonal fight. Diagonal won 50. He got to come by there something and get 25% as prime minister. He sat there and let them fight and go to court. He didn't get it. He didn't get it in his minister way. Bannister fired his whole chairman, Osborne. He hired Bannister, hired his own chairman. Minister, he don't know that, but that he hired for what you call alpha male or alpha leader. He sat right there, like Bannister fire his statutory board, right? BC is the board that minister must pick, right?
Yeah, it's a statutory board. Yeah.
So how Bannister could fire his board and hire his friend? How?
I'm pretty sure Bannister has the power to have the board disbanded.
But the Prime Minister would know nothing about it.
The Prime Minister would make the appointment. Well, you know, I
hear you. Why ask for a probe? Mm-hmm. He acted like a deer in hell. Like, I don't know nothing about this.
All right. Okay, thanks for calling. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Walmart God, how you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
Yeah, all right. Here, two quick points. Yeah, you mentioned where you had an interview with K.O. Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Minister of Foreign Affairs, he didn't get to do it. He bought negotiate a deal where our packages come directly from the United States instead of a third world country.
Right. I don't remember that, but that would be nice.
Yeah, but I hope during this election we could add that to the table. But the second point is the FNN government didn't listen to the Bankanita when the minister was Minister of Social Service. I told them she should have gone and get the backbencher.
Right.
But they didn't listen to me. Now she's embarrassed. And the FNM government is embarrassed. They didn't listen to the Bankanita. The woman have no minister quality. The person who's supposed to be the Minister of Sports and Culture is Chanel Ferguson.
Mm.
The great Bahamian Commonwealth athlete. Do you have a record of her, Mr.?
Yeah, I know her. I know her achievements.
But let the people know why she should have been Minister of Sports and Culture. Mm-hmm. That woman is only deserved to be backbencher. I'm your Bankanita. Have a good day.
All right, my brother. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCarthy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Why do some people rejoice when something happened to someone?
I don't know. It's weird.
It's wrong, Mr. McCartney.
Yeah.
If you are a human being, it could happen to you. If it don't happen to you, it could happen to someone in your family.
Right.
When those men drag the adultery woman in front of Jesus. Jesus said to those men, he who is without sin cast the first stone. Every one of them dropped the stone and they take off. Jesus said to the lady, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. You know, Mr. McCartney?
Yeah.
Why are they rejoicing over that and it could happen to them too, Mr. McCartney?
Yeah, I think you just go, well, if that's justice, then fine. Justice was served and that's it. You know?
Mr. McCartney, it hurt me. It hurt me to see and then your own color. Mr. McCartney, it's wrong.
Yeah, I think it's wrong too.
Yes, okay. Don't let it, Mr. McCartney, I like your show. But, you know, the people I'm who just calling, talking a bunch of stupidness and be on the show so long, I don't call no more, but I listen to your show.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I'm trying to contain it. I'm trying to curb it. Okay, let's read the text. So this says, what is it? Article 73, paragraph 2. The ministers are appointed by the GG. Look, I understand how the Constitution works, right? But I also understand how Westminster conventions, all right, when you give out resignations. So, yes, I do understand that the Governor General gives you the appointment, the letters of appointment. I get that. But the Prime Minister is the one who asks you to join the cabinet, and therefore the convention is you submit your resignation to the Prime Minister. To submit it to the Governor General suggests that the Prime Minister was not aware that this was coming. All right. Let me see. There's a lot of text messages. Mr. McCartney, please tell Mr. Davis to stay off my phone. I don't mind if he was as good looking as you. Why, thank you. Every time I turn on my phone, he pops up like a gremlin. Oh, my. It says maybe Lanisha was elevated. Oh, Lord, I can't get into that. It says, hi, Juan, relax. All we guys out here know Roel only got that post because she looked good. Never mind her lack of abilities. She looks good. I mean, she's a very good-looking person. But, you know, I'm not going to do her like that and say it just because she looked. I think she got the post because she was a Minute supporter, and she probably – she wasn't the right fit for a cabinet minister. She's more of a person who – should be in a very structured, almost military type operation where people just do whatever you say and there's no questioning it. And that may be more fitting to her temperament. And maybe it's as a result of her police training that she could never get out the mold of that. There's a hierarchy. That's it. There's a command structure and there's no room for not following that chain of command. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Ms. McCartney. Sam's here again.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing pretty well, thank you.
Awesome.
Old neighbor. Anyway, other than that, you know, I think you're spot on with Lanisha Roel and with your analysis of her ability to be able to structure herself within the cabinet environment. But I was also thinking about what you're talking about with the alternate languages which come through the cable Bahamas.
Mm.
I do think that really if people want to take advantage of the ability to sort of bone up on their other languages, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I would
yeah.
actually miss it.
You're right, because it's interesting to see other cultures too. You know, because we get piped in this one U.S. culture and we think that's all that's going on in the world, but there's other things too.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, well, you know, is when you figure that most of the Caribbean itself is Spanish speaking, French speaking, Dutch speaking, and not as so many English speaking. So you have to forgive that too if they're, you know, blazing out to everybody else.
Well, I'm going to say this. If you look at how the Caribbean is situated with Trinidad, a lot of Spanish-speaking people there, although not the majority of people, certainly. The Dominican Republic, you know, they all speak Spanish, and there's like 10 million of them. So, you know, Haiti's got 11 million plus people. They don't speak English. So, you know, we're in the minority in Latin America.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to the Western Caribbean anyway. I mean, they're all Spanish-speaking in the Southern Caribbean. And really, when you look at Cuba, Caribbean is only on the southern side of Cuba.
Right.
Not on the Havana side.
Right.
So it's they're going to have a lot of things coming their way. It's anyway, these are opportunities I think we should promote and embrace.
To look at other cultures, yeah, and other language indeed. As well. Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you very much. Yeah. That's you're going to have a bilateral agreement. Like you can negotiate with the entire Caribbean, right? Which is interesting because when we have CARICOM meetings, they're all in English, right? Even when we have them in Spanish-speaking countries. So I went to a CARICOM heads of government meeting in Cuba. Well, let me rephrase that. I went to cover a CARICOM heads of government meeting in Cuba. You weren't allowed anywhere near the meeting, right? Because they had Raul Castro was speaking at it. And perhaps you've been to Cuba. Beautiful place, right? But journalists don't get anything that looks like the freedom that they have here. So the journalists ain't allowed to cover. You have to, when you land in Cuba, you have to go to the... there's an office you go to, and they ask you why you're coming there. Look at the camera, please, right? And there's an office. When you go to Cuba for that, if you go to Cuba for vacation, it's different. There's an office you go to, and they give you your permit. And they tell you what you can and cannot do and what you can and cannot be conducting yourself while you're in Cuba, et cetera. So, and then when you go to the meeting, there's armed guards 100 feet outside the perimeter of the hotel, and you can't even stop to look too hard at the hotel. Anyway, sorry. But yeah. It's weird to me that they have the CARICOM meetings in English when most of them, if you throw in Cuba, they speak Spanish. It says Chanel Ferguson should be the sports minister. She's stationed here in Nassau, plus she has a wealth of knowledge in sports. Mr. Lewis is in Grand Bahama traveling to Nassau. That will cost the government extra money. This is not to mention BPL. What about BPL? Was that in reference to something I said earlier? It says, when the PLP held on to the Marathon oil spill for a year, they were roasted, and justifiably so. But this administration came in, and we are better. This is not a real place. Yeah, the PLP did hold on to the Marathon oil spill report, and it was ridiculous. I'm going to go ahead and take credit for breaking that story, by the way. If you would recall, I was the first one who wrote that story. This says, why does the ethical standard change when parties change? I agree with you not to throw people under the bus, but where is that utopian perspective during the previous administration? Families broke up because of the relentless onslaught, and some had to leave the country. The Bible did say not to gloat when your enemy falls. Yeah, I agree, not to gloat when your enemy falls. You'd have to tell me who it was that was destroyed under the previous administration. And I certainly didn't gloat, even if others did. This is one. Can we have Ministry of Works please fill in the hole on the brow of the hill on Thompson Boulevard by the JCN building? It's ridiculous. You don't see it until it's too late. I haven't seen that one at all. I got to go check that out. But maybe they're listening. One, this is why I said we need to have a live debate with a no-nonsense moderator to ask these important questions. Hey, Juan, I agree with you. When I heard him reading that old audit, I said they're trying to deflect. And that's all it is. If you want us to report on the audit, just lay the audit on the table and we'll determine the newsworthiness of the audit. But you wanted a public national platform when people were expecting one thing, maybe, or looking for one thing, to go feed them this other thing. And it's just, it's transparent and it's corny, right? That you think we're on that. It's real corny. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How are you?
Hey, Anton, how's it going, buddy?
I'm doing fine, thank
All right,
you.
Great.
Just wanted to comment on, I'm just tuning in, by the way.
Okay.
But I heard you were speaking about the Rosemont, right?
I was speaking about it in terms of that. I don't think we should so eagerly celebrate her demise.
Absolutely.
Yeah, even though she showed no charity to, even though she showed no charity to the PLP when she was in the position.
Absolutely, I completely agree with you 1,000% I will not be one who joins in a celebration of anyone's fall because it is not wise and it is not godly and also it is not of love, right? But as it relates to the Robus Martin, I want to tie it back into what's happening here with the current prime minister, right? Mm-hmm. As much noise as Ferreira, the current representative of Marathon, was making, as much threats as he was making to prosecute the then member of parliament and cabinet minister, right? As much threats as he made in support of the families to bring some level of lawsuit against the former member of parliament and cabinet minister. What has he done since the last 4 years, since he's been in the seat, not only as the member of parliament for Marathon, but as the environment minister? What exactly has Romuald Ferreira done in that regard?
In terms of remedying all the Rubis stuff?
In terms of all of the lame and empty and hot air threats that he was making towards the then member of parliament.
Oh, nothing. Zero.
Absolutely right. Nothing. Yeah. And so similar to the Bahama threat where they said Bahama was a fake deal, similar to the bat lie where they said that the then government and the then prime minister, who has the cleanest record in parliament, period, where all of those turn out to be lies. It's a similar case with this whole fiasco surrounding Rubis. I agree with you that, yes, the government at the time should have broadcasted its findings, should have broadcasted the report much more earlier. However, the work was done, right? And I'm not trying to excuse the lateness or the tardiness in presenting the report or the findings to the public, right? And it was because of your good journalism that the story was broken to the public before the government was given the opportunity. But one, here we have a prime minister who got an overwhelming mandate from the Bahamian people. Mm-hmm. He got 35 of the 39 seats because he promised to do better. He promised to raise the standard, right? Even though he was raising the standard on a bunch of lies, he still made the promise nonetheless. And what does he do? He conducts a private investigation, right? Mm-hmm. He uses the elements and the equipment or the arms of government to conduct an entire investigation or to engage in an entire investigation, because I don't know if it's completed yet, being done at the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, involving our nation's executive, our nation's cabinet minister, being the Honorable Anisha Rowe, right? And I'm not castigating her because I don't know what the facts are. Those findings have not been presented in the public, so I will not join in that level of attack towards her or her character, right? Mm-hmm. Until the findings have been presented. But here it is. This same gentleman who talked about transparency and accountability did not see fit to break the story through the press or through the cabinet office as to what he was doing, as to what was brought to his attention and what action he was going to take with regards to having his minister either set her portfolio aside or suspend her from her cabinet duties until such investigation was completed. And so, one, is he any better, really and truly? Is he any better, one?
Let's see, I would need to understand the circumstances around Lanisha Rowe's departure before I answer that fully. You know what I mean?
I don't know what
they're doing is they're trying to, the party faithful are trying to spin it.
I agree.
In terms of, oh yeah, well, Minnis is standing up against whatever, yeah, XYZ, I don't know that Minnis asked this woman to resign.
I don't know that he was
going to have whatever investigation conducted there and have her leave. I don't know that.
Right.
He hasn't said that. She hasn't said that.
You were on the point that I was on yesterday, right? When I said that this reminds me of the Chipman model, okay? Where nothing has been revealed to the public, but the prime minister, through the prime minister and the cabinet, is trying to instigate and trying to give the impression that some impropriety or something untoward is taking place that's associated with her resigning from cabinet, which is absolute nonsense. And he should not be seeking to put that kind of cloud over anyone's head, let alone someone who sits in the executive office of cabinet in this country. It is completely irresponsible, one, and it is completely unacceptable that the prime minister would be seeking to play political games with someone's credibility, someone's character, and someone who served in the parliament, not only as a cabinet minister, but at the pleasure of the Bahamian people. That is absolute nonsense, and it only shows, one, how desperate this man is and what extent he's prepared to go to play politics to try and win an election. He won the last election on lies. And I land on this point one. Mm-hmm. Right? This is the biggest part that concerns me about this prime minister. Okay? This prime minister misled parliament on more than one occasion. It took the Guardian. It took the Guardian reporter or cameraman who caught the information on camera to reveal just how wicked this man is, that he was prepared to allow a gentleman to sign on the dotted line for someone that he did not have the legal entitlement, nor did he have the authorization to do so, which in fact means he committed fraud in the presence of the prime minister. That gentleman was never placed before a court of law in this country. He was never even arrested. Nothing happened to that gentleman. And then you had...
Brent, I got to move on here, Anton.
Yeah, I'm ending right now. One, thank God Brent Simonet was honest enough and transparent enough to not allow himself to get caught up in a situation such as what happened with him under Hubert Ingram. He came to the public and told the public that the prime minister misled parliament again because he...
All right. I don't know what your definition of wrapping up is, but that's not it. But thanks for calling. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Then we're going to take a break. We got this call. Let's do this. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. No? Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back. I'll deal with my text messages.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Looking for plenty food and you're on a budget?
We are Greek.
Stop into Wendy's and grab our latest bundle. Introducing the Biggie Bag. With the new Biggie Bag, you get a Dave Singles, Junior Fries, regular drink, and four-piece nuggets for only $7.25, VAT inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more. Now that's a deal. It's the best on these streets. Available at all locations. Restrictions apply. Wendy's, different inside and out.
When King Hatchet was a hammer, customs clearance was a drag. Those numbers and forms left you holding the bag. But today is a new day. There's no need to fear. Start clearing customs digitally with SWIM software. The best customs clearance software by ISL Bahamas Limited. It's easy. Just give SWIM your invoices and it automatically calculates landed fees, assigns tariffs, and transmits accurately to customs in seconds. Now, completing air manifests and cargo calculations in half the time is as fun as a day at the beach. Brokers, importers, shippers, couriers, are you drowning in an ocean of customs clearance mayhem? Relax and dive into SWIM. Call 356-5592 or visit islbahamas.com to start saving time and money with SWIM, the stress-free click-to-clear software.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim, swim.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the revolution. You're on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. It says there's a pothole text line that's very responsive and it works. Take a picture and send it to the number with the information. Bannister announced it back in 2018. It's 376-0936. 376-0936. Okay, thank you for that. Let's quickly get a couple of calls in, and then we're going to rapid fire go through our text messages. A couple of quick calls. We do the quick version of the calls. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. I'm good. How's it going?
I don't know.
I just do it one time. We just go to dinner now. What's the TV call?
No, it ain't like that.
And they still got the same thing. What Antoine just called in, they shocked me. Antoine said something about Uber's rate. Uber's all leapers, according to the studies, poisonous to people and possibly killing people and giving them cancer.
Yeah.
And this dude now is trying to say that the minister should hurry up and send in a report that's actually still under investigation. Isn't something called Uber or because everybody on phone and watching the internet so much, everybody right now.
Yeah, I think the report's done.
Isn't everyone
entitled to due process, certainly, but the way this all went down, we need more clarity. Because I don't know, because the impression that's being given is that either Roll resigned at the request of the Prime Minister because of this investigation, that's the impression that's being given, or that she resigned because she was under investigation, or because the investigation was ongoing, or the investigation occurred. So I'm not clear on exactly what went down. So I can't join this narrative of, oh yeah, the Prime Minister's making sure cabinet ministers don't do anything untoward. No, I don't see that, because he has cabinet ministers sitting right there in that cabinet who've done things that are just as questionable as some of the other things that his other cabinet ministers left over. And he hasn't made any moves against them. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? Okay. Okay. Let's do our text messages. Someone sent me some info. You got all the news. All right. All right, we're going to go through it. I can't take any more calls, Kermit. Let's go through this quickly. Wanch's correction was Frank Smith and not Fred Smith. Check it to be sure. Did I say Fred Smith? I apologize if I did. I know it's Frank Smith. All right. This is one I believe the best we can do when it comes to choosing. Oh, I think I read that one already. This is Brave on everything. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. Are you serious? Yeah, it's a bit much at this point. I think you know, mission accomplished. We get it. It says, Juan, let's party. I got a bottle of scotch for you. I don't know if I want an entire bottle. It says, good afternoon. We don't have any money to help the Bahamian people. God said what you do in the dark will come to light. More to be revealed. Okay. It says, get a VPN, Juan. All right. In other news, why is the government buying a damaged airport instead of building a new one? Worse, from the same people who sold them damaged hotel at far more than market value. Yeah. I would have to see what their understand the terms of the acquisition of the Grand Bahama Airport. And I really don't understand why it took this long. Juan, so far, ministers fired chairmen, parliamentary secretaries, cabinet ministers. Do you believe he'll fire senators soon? Oh, it might be. McCartney, can you give me a number for Mr. Graham, please? Thank you. Graham, who, Weatherford? I think Graham's number is 445-1000. It says, Juan, you have plenty of jokes from the PLP now, diverting attention from y'all F&M party. Politics is still a dirty game, if you don't realize it. Hasten your jokes. My F&M party? Okay. It says, good day. Is she saying the Prime Minister is Jesus? Say, what now? We have a right to know what is going on. The Prime Minister is disingenuous and doesn't have any regard for the Bahamian people. We don't want to know what's going on. It's only fair. I agree. It's only fair that you explain to us what's happening. Juan, please let that lady know we dragged them because they act like their poop don't stink. Well, you can drag someone, but this is beyond dragging. I mean, says, no, man, I could get Babbel if I want to learn Spanish. Discovery Channel and Animal Planet both suck. The audio sucks. The commercials are in Spanish. A phone, dial tone, every other commercial. Says, those who want a party, I quote, do you have a soul? Do you have a heart? Where is your compassion? This says, so Anton is no better. He will not get involved in the attacks until the investigation is complete. Talk about a Freudian slip. Yeah, let's see what happened first before I whip you. says, Ides of March stage being set, roll must be thrown under the bus so the FNM can claim that they fired some people at least. It says, from you could stop my video from playing on YouTube, I ain't gonna vote for you. Says the PLP not only held on to the oil spill, they kept their member and supported him, and he had the heart to put his face on water bottles after the fact. Clown Joe. Says, can a minister refuse to resign their post? Certainly. Yeah. They can be fired. Says, wow, did Anton just say that? It says, so she sent it to the GG. Maybe that's why the GG went into self-quarantine. Mr. Smith was a very good politician, but I love it when he cries like the lion in The Wizard of Oz. Okay. It says, while nobody spoke for Darnell Osborne when Bannister accused her of stealing makeup money. I don't think, he didn't say she stole it. Knowing she was born rich and has a good accounting career in business. Juan, where's Heather Hunt and Monty Gomez after spiteful minister discarded them because he did not want them on his team? Juan, God don't like ugly. One thing I can vouch for is that Darnell Osborne was not born rich. Okay? I can vouch for that. All right? What she has, she built herself, her and her husband. This says, you have more nations trying to learn English than any language. England is like U.S. dollars to the world. Every country wants it. I agree with the pumpkin eater. Juan, why did the FNM always try to imply that everything the PLP does is criminal? Brown's rule got up today and is never informative with his contribution. He had trouble getting through the reading of that contribution. I don't know what's going on with him. It says, is Anton the official spokesman for the PLP? When he goes on, I turn you off. I understand that. I do. Juan, just play the toilet flush soundbite after Anton. He drank too much of the Kool-Aid. This says, Juan, I'm no fan of DeWitt, but yesterday he was onto something deep. Juan, I'm a big supporter of this FNM government. Thank God she's gone now. This says, that was the longest wrap-up ever. Reminds me of those pastors who are getting ready to close, but the sermon never ends, right? You're like, can we go now? I'm not going to lie to you. I went to my cousin's wedding at Church of God of Prophecy, and it was at least 4 hours long. Like, I don't know. And I was like, what point do y'all get married? Like, there's three sermons? Are we doing praise and worship again? I think God heard us the first hour. And now they go to Holy Trinity, which I was like, so why do I have to go sit through all that? Just had a nice 45-minute wrap-up at Holy Trinity. Go party, right? Says, Juan, I truly believe all previous PMs knew about past transgressions of their ministers, but because it was a select club and not to expose their parties, like you, I'm not sure if this PM would truly expose his ministers over protecting party image. But I must say about him, if something is exposed, he don't seem to me that he would put his neck on the block for them, like, in my mind, the others did. This may be good for democracy. Your thoughts? I mean, yeah, he ain't gonna let you your stench rub off on him like that. It says, Juan, her daddy was big number boss. Jean Toot. Yep, I know Jean Toot. She's my cousin. I know Jean Toot. But she wasn't rich. Her grandfather was Jean Toot. All right, not her daddy. Her grandfather was Jean Toot. So her mother was Jean Toot's. One of Jean Toot's daughters. And she wasn't rich. Why not use the law of eminent domain to acquire the Freeport acquisition, Freeport Airport, the Acquisition of Land Act? That's one way you could do it. This says, are you out of time? Juan, all it is that Lanisha got mad because Minnis ain't give her no nomination and resigned. Minnis got mad because she did not address her resignation letter to him, but to the GG, so he got dissed. So he, like an angry woman, trying to make it look like she under investigation for something wrong. You know, that chain of events, to me, is not implausible. All right, we got to go. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk about these things, other things. I'll try to muster up the energy to give you something that's tangible out of the Prime Minister's mid-year budget statement. Marlon Johnson, them are having a press conference tomorrow on this. Johnson? I don't get it. But anyway, okay. That's going to do it for the show. Lang's up next. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.